Just 10 weeks left before Juno goes over the fecal cliff, as a KVOK radio host once called it. Juno's sewage sludge disposal contract with Waste Management expires at the end of the calendar year. After that, the city doesn't have the means to dispose of it on its own. The city solicited disposal contracts in August, but received only one viable bid from Juno home builder Bicknell Incorporated. The Juno Assembly approved funding the new contract in September, but
we ended up canceling that contract.
That's City Engineering Director Rory Watt. Bicknell declined to comment, but Watt says the company's plan was to heat dry the sludge. That means using specialized industrial equipment that's kind of like a big, sophisticated laundry dryer. Heat drying is one of several methods the Environmental Protection Agency recognizes for processing biosolids to recycle as fertilizer. Watt says three things led the city to abandon the contract: higher costs, risk of significant odor issues, and lack of time. Bicknell quoted its heat drying proposal at $1.6 million per year, which is about 40% more than what the city spends now on disposal. The odor risk became apparent after hearing from Staten, Oregon. Watt says an operation there uses the same equipment Bicknell planned to use and processes the same kind of sludge produced by one of Juno's wastewater treatment plants. The town complained about odors, even though it was a mile away from the wastewater treatment and sludge processing facility.
So the sum total of it, I think, was, you know, good on Bicknell for trying to propose a solution for us, because we need one. But, you know, if we get that kind of odor issue and we've got a five-year contract and our costs increase by at least 40%, it doesn't look like a good deal to us. And realistically, could they be ready by January 1st? No way.
Bicknell still needed to set up its facility as well as acquire municipal and state permits.
We sort of bit the bullet and spent money on the watertight shipping containers.
That's $800,000 for 40 new specialized shipping containers because Waste Management doesn't process the sludge. It's been shipping hundreds of tons of the stuff a month via Alaska Marine Lines to an Oregon landfill. And AML has its own complaints about odors and leakage, which the containers resolve. Juno Assemblyman Randy Wanamaker chairs the Public Works Committee. He says the containers are expensive, but necessary.
We have to have a solution. We cannot be caught at the end of December without having an option available.
Wanamaker's committee will look at long-term options and how to pay for them. To deal with the imminent fecal cliff, the city will solicit a new contract. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.